Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Playing a banger. You know what? Since I'm judge, jury, executioner, I'm the only junk here today. JP's sick. He's ill. So the two-man show, now one-man show. I am declaring the rest of the show all either hair metal, heavy metal. We can throw some pop punk in there too. I just control the playlist today. Let's make this happen. You're leading it off with some Cinderella.
Easily done.
There we go. There we have it. It'll basically be like your Spotify playlist when you're teeing it up. So it's perfect. JP is ill. It's a one-man junk show. It's your pal Cakes getting you through on a Friday. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. John Feinstein will join us in about an hour for Fridays with Feinstein. Scott Abraham is on the show at 9, where he will talk Commanders. And speaking of the Commanders, it's time to hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then grab that 12-ounce can. You can get both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. All right, we will lead with some audio of Cliff Kingsbury, who faced the media yesterday, and he was asked, are you in a rush to become a head coach? Are you looking to become a head coach? Your name's a hot one out there on the circuit with what this Commanders offense has done under rookie Jaden Daniels. So here is Cliff speaking about his head coaching prospects.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but yeah, we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
And last one, but what did you learn from your first stint? What would you be looking for?
Yeah, I think the first one, I didn't know what I didn't know, really. Coming from college, I had bounced around on teams as a player, but not as a coach on any level. And so to come in there, I don't think I set the foundation the way I would do it. After watching DQ and how he set the foundation from day one, and it was, these are the standards, this is what we won't compromise, this is what we're going to be, I definitely could have done a better job of that. And kind of once you don't lay it out like that, it's hard to put it back in. You know, it's hard to kind of reset it, and I think that's where he's done such a great job. It's like, this is what we're going to be from day one. There was no ifs, ands, or buts, and the guys bought in, and you know, he's led in an incredible way by doing that.
I'm so jealous of his voice, his deep, just booming deep voice. Now, his personality stinks, but he's got a great voice, that Cliff Kingsbury. Good for him. So he's in demand because just look at what his offense has done with Jaden Daniels. And I'm taking this from Nikki Javala from the Washington Post, at Nikki Javala on Twitter. Per Next Gen Stats, the Commanders are averaging 28.9 points per game, the most in NFL history by a team with a rookie as its leading passer. And then she lists what this offense has done and or failed to do in the seasons prior to 2024. So in 2024, they're scoring 28.9 points per game. That's fifth in the league. Last year, this offense scored 19.4 points, 24th. 2022, 18.9, 24th in the league. 2021, 19.7, 23rd in the league. 2020, they were right around 21 points, 25th in the league. And then it got really disastrous back in 2019, 16.6 points per game. And 2018, 17.6 points per game. So what they're doing under Cliff is pretty remarkable, nearly 30 points per game. So I can understand why teams
definitely
want to bring him in and talk to him and pick his brain and see if he's the guy for them going forward.
I really think what helped Cliff isn't just the fact that Jaden is balling and will probably win Rookie of the Year and the offense is great, but I really think what helped him was adjusting. Because remember, everyone talked about Cliff's second half collapse.
Yep.
For whatever reason, his offense gets figured out. And I think he's really quieted that narrative, and that really helps his coaching prospects.
And the fact that
he can adjust like that
totally.
Looks really good to owners and GMs.
And let's be honest, he's doing this with, I mean, outside of Terry McLaurin, a lot of cast-offs and one-year deal guys and prove-it type of guys. Like, Deami Brown still needs to prove, you know, like he's a real NFL player. Oz, which I guess everybody's been botching his nickname. His nickname's actually OZ and not Oz, apparently. This is news to me, and I think Cliff is talking about that in this upcoming clip that Valdez is going to play.
I was blown away by just how talented he was inside, outside. I actually used to call him Oz for the first, 2 months of knowing him, and nobody would tell me that his name wasn't Oz, even him. So one day... Deami comes up and says, "Yo, dude, he really doesn't like Oz." I'm like, "Well, it literally says OZ." He's like, "It's OZ." So it's like the widest mistake ever. But
there's been a lot of controversy over player nicknames over the past couple years with the whole Gibby Gate from before Antonio Gibson left for the Patriots, and now the OZ and Oz bit. So I guess that just continues on and on. Let's get to the practice report. Heading into the Dallas game, these are the players that did not participate in practice. Center Tyler Biadasz, he's dealing with an ankle injury. Tackle Cornelius Lucas, dealing with a groin. Safety Tyler Owens, he also has an ankle injury. And this is the one that jumped out at Valdez. Valdez was talking about this during the break. Marshawn Lattimore, hamstring, did not participate. Is Lattimore a malcontent?
It's just... he's often injured.
Right.
And he better be ready for the playoffs. If he's going to miss playoff games,
right,
I feel like it's a loss in the trade.
The problem is that hamstring injuries, especially,
I know, they're delicate.
Especially for corners and wideouts, guys who really need to explode out of their breaks and cover fast receivers. That's a tough one, especially when he's dealing with it in season, for it to get 100%. I just feel like this is gonna linger as long as they're playing games in 2025.
And I understand that he has another year on the contract, and it's not just a 1 year rental.
I think he has two, maybe. I believe it's two.
2 years. Yeah, sorry, but it's not just a 1 year rental.
Right.
But I think you made the move when you made the move because you figured out your team's just kind of in the hunt.
Right. Your team.
You're trying to win
competing.
The division. You're trying to advance in the playoffs.
Right.
You didn't pick him up to put him on the injury report and then have him around for the next 2 years.
Is this a slight ding on Adam Peters? I know everybody's jocking Adam Peters, as they should, for what this team has accomplished in year one. But I still think it's a little too early to bury him. I think
No. I'm not burying him. I'm just saying it's frustrating that you made this move because you identified probably the biggest weakness on the team, and you went to address said weakness,
right?
And now he never plays.
Oh, I'm sure it's frustrating for Commanders fans that you have this shiny new toy, and he's basically been sidelined for all but one game since he's been here.
Wasn't it Cakes who said it was a fake hamstring injury?
I will raise my hand. I believe you can find the audio. I said, look. As soon as he gets on the plane to come to Ashburn, that hamstring is going to magically heal.
And it's been two games, Philly and also New Orleans.
Okay.
I think you said one game.
Okay, I did say one, yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't even think twice about playing him on Sunday against the Cowboys.
Well, there's a better...
I mean, if he was healthy, even if he was feeling fine, don't play him.
There's a better chance Mike Maher plays on Sunday than Marshawn Lattimore on the field.
Yeah, I mean, because there's zero chance, I shouldn't say zero, a slim chance you're beating the Bucks if he's not guarding Mike Evans.
Right.
Or Puka or Cooper Kupp.
Right.
He's got to be out there. He's got to be healthy. Doesn't matter if you're the 6-7 seed. Doesn't matter. He's got to be there for the wild card round.
Does Marshawn Lattimore, does he need to borrow my Theragun?
Redskins Park doesn't have Theraguns?
I've got an operational Theragun if he needs it. And also, Valdez, you can vouch. These hands right here, these are magic hands.
They are elite.
Like if the Commanders would like to subcontract out for me to massage Marshawn Lattimore's hamstring to get him ready for the playoffs, I'm available. You know where I'm at. I'm right here. Send an offer my way, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. Let's also get to the audio of Terry talking about making the Pro Bowl. It's an honor always for players to get named to the Pro Bowl. They also get some incentives, a little extra cash thrown in. I do like to get into players' pockets. Everybody knows that. Here's Terry McLaurin talking about his Pro Bowl bid for the Commanders.
It's a blessing to be recognized by your peers and coaches and the fans as well. I really appreciate all the fans around the country voting for me, especially Commanders fans. And not just for myself, but for my teammates. You know, they really showed out and showed up for us. Not just like in person at the games, but obviously in the voting and things like that. So we definitely really appreciate that support. And they tried to say like the fan base was dead or something like that, but it's alive and well. So it's cool to be a part of this organization where you're winning a lot of games and everybody's having success from that.
You know, we often mock the Pro Bowl for what it's become. It's kind of a fiasco at this point. They've gotten rid of the games, become a skills competition, but it does mean something still to the players to get that recognition, that notoriety. I watched a video of your guy yesterday, Valdez, Zay Flowers, getting the info that he made the Pro Bowl for the first time yesterday for the Baltimore Ravens. You could tell like he was emotionally overcome by the fact that he's recognized now as one of the better wide receivers in the league, that he's a Pro Bowler. Like it definitely means something to these guys, especially the first time. But, you know, it never gets old for these guys to get nominated to the Pro Bowl to get that sort of recognition from their peers and fans.
Totally agree. Now, what's the split on the voting? Like,
I don't know. I don't keep
up with
that.
Is it like a third of the fans, a third of the players, a third of the coaches? They do the voting?
But
you can't stuff the ballot box if you're a fan.
Correct.
But I think that's the first wide receiver who was drafted by the Ravens to make it as a Pro Bowler in their 29 years.
I think, was it DaCosta giving him the news? Or,
yes.
Okay, yeah, I think he mentioned that you're part of an elite group here. You're it. You're the guy. So it is cool to see. So good for Terry for getting that nod from the players, the public, and the coaches as well. All right, let's go out to the phones. 800-636-1067. The phone lines are wide open. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Bill. He's calling in from Frederick. Bill, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Morning, boys.
What's up?
Hey, Case. I just wanted to give you some fantasy football props. You know, back in August, you know, you're waving that Jaden Daniels flag, you know, given the rushing ability and the potential that he had.
I did do that.
And I took him with the last pick in my draft. I took a flyer on him, and I'll be damned if he didn't win like my MVP in recap, and I won my fantasy league.
Look at that! Just helping guys win fantasy leagues out there.
$900 score right
Ooh,
there.
Nice.
You know, give Cakes a $10 tip on Venmo.
Venmo at John Dash Allville. I never throw it out there, but here we go. Here we are.
Yeah, call you. Taking place for EB while you're in here.
Exactly. Well, Bill, that's
one
awesome.
One other thing I wanted to say, I just kind of wanted to wave his flag a little bit more about being the best quarterback in the NFC. My thought is if you take any of those other quarterbacks, Jared Goff, Sam Darnold, Baker, any of Jalen Hurts even, and you put them on the Commanders, that team's not 11-5. No chance.
Yeah, I mean it's a solid argument to make. He's one of the better he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC already as a rookie with what he's done. I mean, for him to have 31 total touchdowns as a rookie and limited number of interceptions, It's remarkable. And the Commanders and their fans, they have to be just overjoyed that they hit on their guy. They finally, after 30-plus years, they found their quarterback after years and years and years of kind of wandering in the wilderness looking for that guy.
Hey,
they finally have him.
I agree with Bill, though.
Mm-hmm.
Eric is probably the loudest when it comes to his Jaden takes.
Yep.
But Cakes quietly was right all along.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Look at that. Thank you. I'll take those kudos.
You're the one who had the stones to give them 11 wins. Did you give them 11 wins or 10 wins in the preseason prediction?
You had them 11.
You had them in the playoffs.
I did. This is true.
You know,
these are all true points.
Eric likes to crow and talk about his back padding machine, while Cakes is the silent killer.
Thank you. Keep the praise coming, Valdez. Do it all show long.
And not only did you have the vision.
Yes.
Of Jaden.
I'm a visionary.
You had the stones to go on air and say it too.
Thank you.
So
appreciate that. I wanted to echo
what Bill was saying.
Thank you. I just wish that I had the same fortune as Bill. He netted $900 from his Jaden Daniels led team. My Jaden Daniels led team fizzled out and didn't even make the fantasy playoffs because the rest of the supporting cast of that team was kind of mediocre.
No, that is
my fault.
I took Jaden in my fantasy draft.
Very good.
All because of you hyping him up.
Very good.
And I benched that scrub Kyler so quick for Jaden.
I know. We commiserated about it many weeks during this fantasy season. All right, when we come back, we're going to take your calls at 800-636-1067. As Commanders fans, are you starting to panic a little bit about the buzz around Cliff Kingsbury possibly leaving for a head coaching position? He said, look, I want to be a head coach at some point, but I love it here. He's kind of wavering. He's going to be a hot name out on the job market when all of the firings start, and you know they're right around the corner. 800-636-1067. Are you starting to get into a panic about Cliff possibly leaving? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.